Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. The Berlin Tenants Association is calling for a general protection against termination for tenants who can no longer pay their utility bills. Managing Director Sebastian Bartels told RBB's InfoRadio that at the beginning of the corona pandemic, there was also such a temporary moratorium, and that, given the current energy crisis, this was necessary once again. He went on to explain that he believes the FDP is opposed to this, and that the party fears that such a regulation could lead to a general change in tenant protection. Bartels described the announcement by the Federal Association of German Housing and Real Estate Companies that it would refrain from terminating leases if tenants are unable to pay as praiseworthy. Piggybacking on our last story, in view of inflation and sharply rising energy prices, the red-green-red governing parties want to provide more relief for Berliners. This was agreed upon by the coalition committee after almost 5 hours of deliberations on Monday afternoon. As part of a separate Berlin relief package, there will be, among other things, emergency aid for companies, a moratorium on residential evictions at state-owned housing companies, and more money for support programs for the expansion of renewable energies. However, the Senate has yet to make a final decision on this, and it will not be possible to finance it without a supplementary budget. Mayor Giffey explained after the meeting that the Berlin measures are intended to supplement the relief package announced by the federal coalition government, and a lot of money is at stake. So far, a total of 380 million euros has been earmarked in the 2022-2023 double budget, which was intended to help private households, but also the public administration in emergencies in the face of sharply rising energy costs. According to the three parties, now the Senate is to prepare a supplementary budget with expenditures that could exceed this sum several times over. The party leaders have not decided on a specific figure, though they have agreed on a range for financing the Berlin relief package of 800 million to 1.5 billion euros. The measures include the already announced network for welfare warmth throughout the city and the 29-euro ticket, which is to be available from October to December. A discounted social ticket, which currently costs 27 euros 50, is not expected to be available during this period. However, the left state chairwoman Katina Schubert pointed out that the issue would remain on the agenda when a nationwide local transport ticket is introduced, which has been announced for early 2023. Giffey also stressed the need to help the economy, explaining that it's important that the prosperity built up over the past 30 years is not now wiped out within a short period of time, adding, quote, "For this, it's necessary that our businesses and companies in Berlin get through this crisis," unquote. To this end, she said, there is to be a Berlin loan program with the minimum possible processing effort. Giffey described the goal as avoiding unemployment, recession, and a wave of bankruptcies. Berlin Briefing will continue to report on the energy and utility situation as it will affect Berliners this winter as more information and regulations come to light. Passengers of the BVG and the Berlin S-Bahn will be able to travel free of charge in the city center for the entire day tomorrow, Thursday, September 22, 2022. The occasion is International Car Free Day, in which Berlin is participating for the third time this year. According to the Berlin Transport Administration, from 12 a.m. to midnight, all buses and trains in the Berlin AB fare zone may be used free of charge and without a ticket. For trips to Brandenburg, a Berlin BC or ABC ticket is required, and a connecting ticket C is not sufficient. And at the same time, Car Free Day in Berlin is also a day devoted to playgrounds and neighborhood streets. So between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., 37 street sections in the secondary road network in all 12 districts will be opened up for fun and games, sitting together, or other joint activities, and closed to car and bicycle traffic. Transport Senator Bettina Yarosh said of the day of action, quote, "On car-free day, we can experience firsthand what Berlin can look like when street space is opened up to people. This gives more space to linger, play, and exchange in the neighborhoods." Complementing this, the ticketless day offers everyone the opportunity to use environmentally friendly mobility free of charge throughout the city. Unquote. You can find a list of the closed street sections by following the link to the original article in our show notes. The Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, is strengthening its fleet with 30 new waste collection trucks. With a width of about 2.4 meters, they are about 10 centimeters narrower than the previous vehicles, which should make it easier for employees to drive through narrower streets. The 30 new vehicles will be powered by conventional combustion engines. Nevertheless, the BSR plans to have around half of its 1,800 vehicle fleet powered by alternative drive systems by 2030. According to the company, to date, around 160 of the BSR's commercial vehicles are equipped with an electric motor. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.